Ephesians chapter 1, we'll be reading 7 verses to begin our lesson this morning. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Isn't it good to be able to come together on the first day of the week to sing and to pray, to study God's word, to be able to look back to the cross, the suffering of Jesus, and the great sacrifice that was paid there for you and for me and for everyone, through the will of God the Father, who through his grace and mercy sent his Son to die for our sins, and who sent the Holy Spirit to reveal to us God's will. And we have that revelation in the Bible, and we should be thankful for that. The opportunity we have to come together today to do the things that God commands us to do, we should not only do them because we're commanded, but we should be thankful and appreciate the fact that we are God's children. We have the opportunity to worship in spirit and truth, and to be able to sing and to pray and to study and to teach his word and to edify and build up one another and observe the Lord's Supper and to lay by in store. These are great blessings that we have. But in Christ, as Christians, do we think from day to day about how blessed we really are for the life that we have in Jesus Christ, because of what was done for us and what continues to be done for us from God through his word and through his Son and through the Holy Spirit? Think of all the blessings we have. The things that we think about in life sometimes are menial compared to our soul. We think about food and clothing and shelter and health care. We think about the things we're going to do with our family and things we're doing with others. And those are important things that we need to place in the priority place in our life and prioritize them in a way that those things are taken care of as they should be. But the blessings that we have from God through Christ Jesus, think about the life that we have in Jesus Christ and how blessed we are in that. I'd like to take just a few minutes this morning from Ephesians chapter 1 and look at some of these blessings that we have in Jesus Christ because of what God has done for us through his grace and mercy, and the will that he had to send his revelation to us through the Holy Spirit. Here we see that verse 3 that we read earlier, that we have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. It is through Christ that we have every blessing that we need, in that we can be forgiven of our sins. There was no other sacrifice that could be offered. The Hebrew writer explains that in detail, that there was not a bull or a goat or a lamb without blemish that could be given, because those animals could never take away sin. There was not a man that lived on this earth that was able, has ever been able, or will be able to shed his blood for our sins. But Jesus, the Son of God, who was with the Father from eternity, who was with him there at the creation, he knew the Father's mind and the Father will that his Son would come and die for us. So the sinless Son came from heaven to be born as we are in the flesh and lived in the flesh as we do, tempted in every point as we're tempted, yet had no sin in his life. So he was the worthy lamb that could die for us and did die for us. And so we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, in that we have the forgiveness of sins through his blood when we by faith come and obey the Lord. We see that we have that spiritual blessing of the forgiveness of sin, and that's a very important thing in our life, because we have sinned. We've sinned, and we do fall short of the glory of God. We know that our sins and iniquities have separated us from God. And so the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God then is eternal life. So look at the spiritual blessings we have in Christ Jesus. We're so blessed because of the forgiveness of sins. And then because, not only that, but remember the Father sent His Son to die, and after He died and rose and was on earth with His disciples and apostles and started to go back into heaven, and He told them that I'll send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that will guide you into all truth. So we have the spiritual blessing of the Holy Spirit searching the mind of God and revealing that mind of God and that will of God to men who receive that, and we can read it today in our own language from the Bible, the Holy Book. And so we have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. He is the center theme of the Bible, how that God sent His Son, and His Son died for man, for all men, for our sins. Number two, our blessing we have in Christ, in our life as Christians, is verse 4, we can be holy and without blame before God. I know that I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We'll never be perfect. But the good thing is that we can be forgiven. And the good thing is that we are forgiven. We were forgiven when we were baptized. The blood of Christ washed away our sins when we heard the Word of God and believed it and repented of our sins, confessed Christ, and was baptized. We did not do it, but we obeyed by faith what we were told to do to get to that point, and we submitted to baptism, believing and knowing that that water represents the blood of Christ that washes away our sin. And so when we rise out of the waters of baptism, Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, we know we rise to walk as a new person, a new creature in Christ. Why? Because our sins are washed away. And so we can be holy without blame before God because of what Christ did in shedding His blood, that we can have forgiveness of our sins. And we can continue then every day. We can pray to God and have an advocate with the Father, Jesus, that we pray in His name to the Father. And we know that if we make mistakes, and when we do make mistakes, that we can come to God and confess of those, and we can repent of those and pray to Him. And what will He do? He will forgive us of our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So in Christ, we can be holy and without blame before God because God provided that through His Son's blood. Number three this morning, our life in Christ Jesus, verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 1, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. We've already talked about both that phrase in both point 1 and verse 2, but look at the rest of that. We have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to His, according to the riches of His grace. So the riches of God's grace is that God looked down upon man. He looked at us, and He viewed our sins. And when He did that, through His mercy and willingness, He bestowed grace and mercy on us. So we can get forgiveness because we can't earn it. It's unmerited favor. And so God's unmerited favor provided what? That we can have redemption for sins through the riches of His grace. So we need to be thankful for the grace of God because we have that in our life in Jesus Christ because God provided it through His Son Jesus and what His Son Jesus did for us on the cross in shedding His blood for our sins. Verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 1, we have obtained an inheritance, according to the counsel of His will. God provided the way that we could have an inheritance of eternal life. When we're baptized into Christ, we're added to the God's family, the church, Acts 2:47. We are having inherited the fact that we're now in God's family, and we serve Him faithfully as God's children. We're faithful to Him, obeying God the Father through His will and through His way, and we have that forgiveness of sins through His Son. So we have obtained an inheritance through Jesus Christ and from God the Father through His grace and mercy, that when we serve Him as His children and we die in faith, having served Him as He asked us to do, we will hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter the joys of the Lord." We have an inheritance in heaven of eternal life. Well, look at what we've inherited right now already, that we're already receiving as Christians because we've been baptized. We've already received what God promised to us in that we are forgiven. And we can walk in truth. We can walk in the right way. We can walk and serve God without fear on this earth, knowing that if we die, heaven will be our home. Then we have that inheritance in heaven, that incorruptible, that crown of life that God will give us. Well, in chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, let's look at these verses. Chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, he tells us that our life in Christ is a life of fully trusting in God and His Son, that we can have a guarantee of redemption. Let's look at those verses. Verse 12. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Think about what God has done for us and what we have in our life in Christ Jesus. So as we live serving God through Christ today in the family of God, our life is one of fully trusting in God. We put our faith and trust in Him and in His Son and in the words of the Holy Spirit. And what do we have? We trust in that and obey Him. We have the guarantee of redemption because the blood of Christ paid the price. We are redeemed. We are bought back. We are bought and purchased out of our sins. We're redeemed. We're brought back to a good standing with God through the blood of Christ. And we have that inheritance then as His children. Well, let's look at another point. We see in Ephesians chapter 1 that as we read verses, the remainder of that chapter, we see that Paul prays to the Ephesian brethren that they should have wisdom. And he talks about the glory of his inheritance in the saints, verse 18, and the greatness of his power toward us, according to the working of his mighty power, verse 19. And so look at verse 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. So we know that Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He's head over all things to the church. He is the chief foundation and cornerstone of the church. He is the foundation and chief cornerstone of the church on which we sit, in which we abide as God's children. And so God continues His blessings for us as long as we abide with Him faithfully. And the blessings are for everyone who will come to Him and receive those blessings. He continues to bless us through His grace and mercy. So how did God do that? Well, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Matthew 20 and verse 28, we know what the Son did. He gave His life a ransom for many. He gave His life for everyone. And so, thinking about those blessings that we have in our life, in Christ, here on this earth, let's go to the next one. I got my, hang on just a second. Don't you love it when that happens? Anyway, here we go. To receive the blessings in Christ that we've talked about this morning, it teaches us that we have to do some things. Not that we can earn it, but to receive that blessing, we have to come and get it. And so God had it there for us. It's free, but we have to do what He asked us to do to come and receive those blessings of salvation. We have to hear the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We have to hear the Word of God so we can understand what God did for us through His Son, so that we can then do what? So that we can believe it. Now again, Mark 16:15-16. He said, go preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth. So we got to hear the gospel, and then we believe it. Think about hearing the gospel. Acts chapter 8 and verse 35. There was a eunuch that had been up, who was a eunuch for Queen Candace of Ethiopia. He had been up to Jerusalem for worship, and he was going back home, riding in his chariot. And Philip the evangelist came up to him, and he's He walked up to his chariot, and the chariot stopped, and he asked the eunuch, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the eunuch said, "How can I unless some man guide me?" And he asked him up into the chariot, and Philip got up in there with him, and he set him aside. And the scripture from Isaiah, where he was reading from, note now, he was reading from Isaiah. And what did Philip do? He preached unto him Jesus. So what did the eunuch do? He heard the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When he heard it, and he was preached to him, he understood. He understood. He came to some water and said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" So we believed, and we must believe in God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we need to hear the word of God. We need to believe it from the heart. And what we need to do is the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts chapter 8. After he had heard the word of God and he believed it, he said, "See, here's water. What hindered me to be baptized?" He was told, "If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, thou mayest." And he confessed him. And they went down to the water, and he baptized him. He baptized him. He confessed Christ. So we are to hear the word of God, believe the word, repent of our sins, Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For the remission of sins. Acts 17:30, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commendeth all men everywhere to repent." Confess Christ, Romans 10:8-10, "For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So we hear the word of God and we believe it. We're pricked in our heart. We're moved as they were on the day of Pentecost. And we confess Christ. We confess Christ. And once we do that, we're baptized into Christ. Again, the Great Commission. "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." On Pentecost, when Peter preached to those people, they heard the gospel. When they heard the gospel, they were moved by it. Said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And they were told to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. In verse 41, they that gladly received the word were baptized that day. And then verse 47 tells us, "And the Lord added to the church daily," who? Those that were being saved. Who was being saved? Those that heard the word of God, those that believed it, those that repented of their sins, those who confessed Christ, and those who were baptized in the water that represents the blood of Christ. What a blessing we have. Once we do that in our life in Christ, we're to be faithful, serving God. Be steadfast, unmovable. Always abandon the work of the Lord, that ye may know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Well, we have a short lesson this morning. And aren't we blessed? From God the Father, through Jesus Christ. I need to believe. I must believe. You need to believe. I must obey, and you must obey to receive those blessings. We need to believe and obey the instructions given in the Bible and live in faithful obedience to the Word of God so that we can receive the blessings we talked about this morning and then what? Have eternal life. The invitation is going to be given. W.A. is going to lead us in the invitation song. If you're here this morning and you're ready to be baptized into Christ, or if you need the prayers of the brethren for some reason, if we can help you in any way, please come while we stand and while we sing.